Praise be Jesus and Mary. This whole week, the readings at Mass have been speaking to us about God's love and how we need to remain in Him by remaining in His love. And today we read the second reading from St. John, his first letter. He says, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God." Now, this is what St. John was intent on teaching everyone who followed him towards the end of his life. St. John is known as the Apostle of Love, because this is the only thing that he was saying towards the end of his life. "My children, if only you would learn to love one another, that would be enough." And so here he writes in his letter, "Let us love one another, because love is of God." Now we need to realize that St. John is talking about a supernatural virtue. Okay, the supernatural virtue of charity. He's not talking about a merely natural love. And in fact, if you read the Latin version, the official Latin version of the church, it says, "Let us love one another because charity is of God." Remember, these are the supernatural virtues: faith, hope, and charity. And so that's what we're talking about here: supernatural charity. Love one another because charity is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. So this supernatural virtue of charity is present in the soul who has been baptized. That's what it means to be begotten by God. You become an adopted son or daughter of God at the moment of baptism. And it's at that moment that these supernatural virtues are infused into the soul. So you are begotten by God and you know God in virtue of that supernatural virtue called faith. You know God. "Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love." And again, the official Latin version says, "God is charity." Deus caritas est. That's the encyclical that Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI wrote. And so we need to strive for and have present in us not a merely natural love, that is, a love that is motivated by natural reasons, right? A natural compassion for our neighbor, or something we know that is good to do just by the use of our natural reason, right? That's all natural love. A love which is practiced by a person who is not in the state of grace, okay? That is a natural love. But here we're talking about supernatural charity, a love motivated by love for God, first and foremost, and then love for our neighbor for God's sake. Supernatural charity. And if we have this, then we can be sure that we know God, because He is present in our soul. Now, in today's Gospel, again, this is from St. John's Gospel, Apostle of Love. So he's writing the words of our Lord. Again, everything he teaches us came from our Lord. And our Lord says, "If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love." So we're begotten by God at baptism, and now we remain in his love, that is, we maintain supernatural charity in our souls if we keep his commandments. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. And now, this is not a form of slavery, Right? This is not a love of slavery where our Lord is our taskmaster and we have to obey his commandments and this is burdensome and oppressive. And in fact, our Lord says in the gospel, I no longer call you slaves. I have called you friends. And so this is a love of friendship. And what does that mean? A love of friendship where we love the friend and we strive to please the friend out of love. Now think about the love of friendship that should exist between a husband and wife. No? You are striving to please the spouse out of love, even if it costs you something, even if it requires sacrifice. That's what love is all about. And so, keeping our Lord's commandments is pleasing to him. And because we love him, we want to please him. And because we want to please him, we keep his commandments. And this maintains our love of friendship with our Lord. And then our Lord sets the bar, okay? The high bar, standard of the maximum love. He says, no one has greater love than this, than to lay down one's life for one's friends. So if God is our friend, we have this love of friendship with God, we're willing to lay down our lives for him. That is, we would rather shed our blood and die martyrs than offend God, like we see in the lives of some of the saints. Saint Maria Goretti comes to mind. She was willing to endure a horrendous death, stabbed 14 times, rather than sin and offend God. No one has greater love than this than to lay down one's life for one's friends. If we have a love of friendship with our spouse, are we willing to lay down our lives, sacrifice ourselves for the members of our family whom we love, okay? For our neighbor who we don't even know, but that we ought to still love? And so this is the goal. This is the Christian ideal. This is what we should all be striving for. And this is also the path to happiness. Remember, our Lord also says, I have told you this, that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. And this is the joy that the world cannot give us, but that is only found in the soul that is generous with God, generous in sacrificing himself, generous with love. Now, the world can provide pleasures and passing delights, but it cannot give to the soul that true abiding joy, which is the only joy that satisfies, and which is the prelude to eternal life, the one that waits us in heaven. And so, let us strive to understand our Lord's words, to put them into practice in our daily lives, to please him with the lives that we live, and to enter into eternal life with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh,